losing the plot.
You're not right, are you?
I'm not right today at all. I'm going blind.
Has this just happened now?
Yeah, is it right, in the last 10 minutes, I've just been in the little...
rest and relaxation area.
Yeah. Reading the paper, listening to the moan. I was reading the words, and all the words just start going really blurry. I can't see. I can see, but I can't...
But it's still blurred, is it?
Do you know, if I look, if you look... this is really weird. Mm. If I look in your eyes, it's like there's a line there, which is really blurry, I'm showing Dave. And then everything around it just goes a bit wobbly.
See, I get that when I've left my contact lenses in, but you don't wear them, do you?
No. So if I look at the screen in front of me, the top kind of left-hand corner of it is just a blur. I don't wear glasses or anything like that.
No.
Well, that's a bit freaky.
You felt all right, you know, prior to this?
I felt fine. It's like when you look at a light and you go a bit, oh, hello. It's a bit like that, but... God, I hope there's nothing wrong with me. I hope I don't go blind.
Maybe you're hungry. Because sometimes, you know, you don't have enough energy and you can be a bit tired and you've only been up for about an hour or so.
Hang on, it's moving. It's moving now. Do you know sometimes you can see little things in your eyes?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that? And when you kind of blink, it moves.
Yeah.
And is it like liquid or something in your eye?
I don't know, because I get this thing where if you close your eyes and you sort of look through your eyelids in the light and you can see things moving around.
That's right, yeah.
Look a little bit like little plankton and stuff.
Yeah, it's like that.
Mm.
But it's causing everything around it to be really blurry.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And if I close my left eye, it's still there. And if I close my right eye, it's still there. What the hell is that? Do you think I'm gonna die?
No.
Not today.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, I'm me.
What?
I'm me.
Well, I know you'd have to get a Scot in.
We've got a day off tomorrow.
People are saying, actually, that it sounds like it could be the early stages of a migraine.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm a bloke, I don't get migraines.
Well, no, actually, interesting you should say
that. I know blokes do, but mums do.
Blokes do, although it is unusual, it's much more prevalent in women. But your mum gets migraines, as does my mum. And actually, she has this thing whereby if my mum's getting a migraine, things all go a bit weird and fuzzy, and that's kind of the onset of a migraine, and she has to go and lie down.
See, do you know what? I've just gone to the text messages, and I can't read them. Oh, I don't like this at all. Anyway.
They're all saying migraine.
I don't get migraines. I don't really get headaches. Do you know what? Call Scott, I think I'll have the day off. The Chris Moyle Show. Ring the boss, tell him I've gone blind. National Radio
1. Too late, Scott's off as well. Spoonie's in today.
Why? What's wrong with it? He's not gone blind as well, is he?
Well, I don't know.
It's the curse of the studio.
Scott wasn't here yesterday. Vernon had to sit in because apparently he had a dicky tummy. Right, and today's Spoonie's on.
Oh, I don't like this at all. Are there any doctors listening, please? 8-1-9, or give us a ring. Oh,
ring Dr. Mark.
100-100. You're joking, aren't you? You'll only go to bed about 5. I'll be well asleep by now. Ladies and gentlemen, my eyesight is getting worse. It's like my eyes are filling it with water.
This isn't good, actually, is it?
Right, the left eye is now worse than the right eye. If I just like cover my left eye up like Gabrielle, I don't know if it's a left or a right. How do I look now?
Weird. Squinty.
Yeah. Oh, this is not right at all. Help me. I know I moan about, you know, colds and stuff like that, but I'm never really ill, am I?
You need an eye test.
I don't think you need an eye test. I think I need a bloody lie down. That's what I need. Right, balls to this. Let's move on. Stereophonics there. Let's get the news from Dominic and the sport from Carrie. It's 3 minutes past seven.
6 minutes past seven.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
Oh, is that Chris?
Yeah.
It sounds like a migraine, Chris.
But I'm not a woman.
No, neither am I, but I got one a couple of weeks ago. Scared the crap out of me.
Seriously, it's actually getting worse. I'm getting really, really blind.
What you need to do, don't stare at a computer screen, because that definitely makes it worse.
Okay.
I popped a Nurofen and drank a load of water and just had my eyes shut for a little bit.
So pop some pills and fall asleep.
Yeah, a bit of Nurofen. Just close your eyes.
All right.
You don't have to doze off.
Thank you very much.
Good night, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm going blind. The Chris Moyle Show. Ray Charles. National
Radio. You're not going to be Ray Charles.
I'm going to start singing soul classics.
That'd be a nice upside of your illness, actually. Mm. Soulful songs.
I'm just sitting here with my head in my hands while you were reading the news. Not because I feel bad, just because you're appalling news reading.
Thank you very much.
Dave comes on and goes, you're right. I went, yeah, I don't want to look over dramatic. I look like Craig from Big Brother. Like that. But I'm just trying. But I'm surrounded by computer screens. So I'm thinking maybe that will, if I don't look at them, maybe that will help. How's that? There you go. Beautiful. Sorry about that. I'll try and carry on, but it is a bit weird.
So you don't feel dizzy then?
Not really. I don't feel 100%, but I don't feel, you know.
Is it getting worse?
It's getting worse in my left eye. It's worse than the Lisa. Right eye's all right. Well, right eye's, yeah, seems okay.
I think you should definitely get your eyes tested, though, to make sure. Well,
it's not an eye test.
By the sound of everything, I have my mother's migraine coming. Because my mum can always tell when she's got a migraine coming, so she just gets herself off to bed.
Mm. Yeah, that's what mine does.
Yeah, mine too.
And then it just wipes her out for the whole day.
The thing is, though, if I lie down, I can move the microphone
down there,
down to underneath the desk.
There we go. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right.
You are actually lying down, aren't you?
I'm now actually lying down, and you can still hear me.
Yeah.
Hello?
Come in.
No, that's me banging it.
How's that feel?
God, look at the muck down here. It's disgraceful. Right, anyway, good morning. It's 7:09 on Radio 1.
It's a very laid back look to the show, isn't it?
It's not right, is it?
Not really. It's
horizontal.
Hmm.
Yeah. What can you do? Morning there, mate, you right?
Hi there.
We're fish in a bowl of fish bowls. We're fish. Fish in a fish. Who's that bloke staring, Dave?
Somebody from security.
He's one of the hygiene operatives.
Is he a doctor?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Well, bugger off and stop staring then. I don't come and look at you while you're securian. Is that the word?
Securian? It sounds like something out of Star Trek.
I don't know what the word is, do I?
Did that help, the line down?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Actually, yes, a
Did
little
it?
Bit. That's quite nice.
Why don't you sit down? Because normally you do the show stood up. Why don't you sit down today?
Stick your feet up.
Trying to lose some weight. And I feel that if I'm on my feet for the whole show, you know, and dancing, you know, it's exercise. Oh, but I weighed myself again last night. I know I shouldn't do it, but I weighed myself last night before I went to bed. I haven't lost any weight this week. Woke up this morning, I've lost 3 pounds in my sleep. What the hell is that all about? I don't know what's going on.
You get that sometimes, though. Funny readings overnight.
Yeah. That's why you shouldn't weigh yourself, you know, more than once a week.
Mm.
I'm doing well, though. I'm losing weight.
Good for you.
Slowly and surely. I like the fact that, you know, I've only got another kind of 6 pounds to lose, and then I'm back to what I lost at the end of January, which is rubbish. Did you get any clips of Eugene from last night?
Yes.
Genius, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eugene is in the diary room. Did it, da da da.
Brilliant. Did anyone not see Big Brother last night?
Me, I was out.
I didn't see it either.
It was very funny, wasn't it, Eugene? Yeah. He's genius.
I'm the Eugene of the show.
Yeah. I know you
no,
are.
No, I'm not.
You just said that.
That's because somebody texted in. I was reading out what they texted in.
Right.
Eugene is in the diary room.
You're Eugene of the show, aren't you?
No. I'm the Eugene of the show.
Yeah.
Did it, da da da.
Can you do that?
No.
Go on, have a go.
No.
Go on.
I don't sound anything like him.
Go on.
No.
I can't believe you actually do it.
Did da da da.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's Morse code for.
Eugene's a geek. Morse code. It's Morse code for I have no friends. He's going to be in the final three. Don't mock him. I've said this for a couple of weeks now. You watch. Right, anyway, right, let's move on. My eyesight is coming back to normal. I can now carry on with the rest of the show. I might just have a lie down during the next two songs.
Morning, yawning, dawning, bacon, egg and tea. Walking to the bus stop or buying a large coffee. Getting to your office, your chair, it is still wonky. Then looking at your boss all day, I'm thinking, what a donkey.
Do you think I need another week in the sun?
Possibly.
Yeah, I think I do, yeah.
The Chris Moyle Show.
It could be contagious, maybe you should come too.
National Radio One.
That was something to carry, Dominic.
Sorry.
Go. 12 minutes past 7. Good morning. Right. Oh, hello. Not only am I blind, but my voice is gone.
Oh, here I am.
Oh. I've decided now I'm going to stop moaning about it.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Because I've got some material.
National Radio 1.
I feel a lot better.
Do you?
I'm still, I've got a little bit of a headache. A tiny, tiny bit of a headache. But my eyes are not anywhere near as freaky as they were before. What was that all about?
Don't know. I've never had that before.
Maybe it was that caller who said, you know, take your Nurofen, you know, just have a bit of a lie down. Maybe actually thinking about doing that has helped. Because I always think it's mind over matter in a lot of these things.
Sometimes.
I'm not a hippie or anything like that. But I very rarely take headache tablets. And I always think, I'll just go away.
What's that called, Rachel? Is that psychosomatic or something? Is that the right word?
Because that's what he says in Prodigy, Breathe. Exhale. So he's got a table, a load of eggs on it, and he's selling them.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, 20 past 7. Right, we have two pairs of tickets this weekend's 2020 final day. We're going to give them away at 20 past and 22 the hour. Do you like that?
See what we've done there?
Not this hour.
Next hour.
20 to 8 and 20 past 8.
No, 20 past 8 and 22.
Oh, is it?
20 past and 20 to 9.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Leave me alone, I'm blind.
Sorry.
Well, we could do it at 22.
Whenever you want.
We wanted to.
I'm not bothered. Listen, I'm dying here. You want me to give away tickets to the cricket?
Probably. Well, at least some people will have a good time.
Probably won't even last that long. When is the cricket?
It's only 20 overs.
Saturday.
Saturday? Oh. Let's see if I get there.
And you'll make that.
Yeah. I need a beer.
Maybe that's what it is.
When was the last time you had some alcohol?
Last night.
Rage?
Last night.
Yeah. Sunday for me.
It was Sunday prior to last night for me.
Right.
Had a couple of beers with dinner.
Since I'm now a week and a half into my
healthy eating.
Hang on, I thought you went out on Monday, didn't you?
No.
Did you not?
No, I stayed in.
Oh.
And then Tuesday went out for dinner with our non-drinking
friends. That's right.
So since last Monday, I drank Thursday night in Banbury, pound a pint night at the Priory.
That was a mess, wasn't it?
I had a couple of pints on Sunday evening, which is lovely. That's it. That's all I've had in, you know, 10 days or so.
And it sent you blind?
It sent me blind. That's what it is. It's lack of alcohol. Anyway.
You've not been doing too much of the other thing that's supposed to send you blind, have you?
What's that?
You know.
Oh, what's
say
that?
Say certain things can send you blind.
Like what?
You know, like reading certain things.
What's that?
You know.
No, what?
Certain things and send you.
No, I don't know what.
You better speak to a doctor, really.
What about reading things that make me blind?
Yeah.
Which doctor would you suggest?
Dr. Mark. Dr. Mark Hamilton.
He doesn't read things that make him blind. He's got a load of videos.
Oh, I know.
In the back room. How do you know?
Who?
What?
Pardon?
You just said I know.
Front room. Back room?
What?
Whose room?
How do you know that Dr. Mark's got some dodgy videos?
I don't. I'm making it up.
Right, okay. So, yeah, two pairs of tickets for the cricket this weekend's 2020 finals day. 20 past 8 and 20 to 9 will give those away. And the Chris Moyle Show Best Of podcast launches tonight.
Cutting-edge technology on this show.
Wherever you are listening around the world, you can now have a listen to the best bits of the last week. Trust me, it ain't worth waiting for. Tell you what, there better be something bloody good in today's show.
Oh.
Because so far it's down to 4 minutes.
Carrie has a guess who as well.
4.5 minutes.
That could make it.
Put the opening 30 seconds of me being blind, call it 5 minutes.
Yeah.
A 2 minute closer. So if you know about podcasts, then Just go to Radio 1 online and details will be there. You can download it from 6 o'clock tonight. If you don't have an MP3 player, you can still just download it and listen to it on your computer. So I'll talk about that later. But as of 6 o'clock tonight, please check the website when you get home or whatever.
It's the future, isn't it, this?
Apparently so. The future, doing the show and not getting paid for it. Start me on that. Tomorrow we've got a busy show. Radio on Summer Friday thing. We've got VIP tickets for a global gathering. And Dominic has a very special interview. We haven't said who it's with yet, have we?
Nope.
We'll get him to tell you who it is later. As far as today goes, I was blind. Now I can see. We should play that.
I was going to say, that's the first line of which song was that?
It's about a fellow who lived on the ground floor, and then he swapped flats with his mate who lived on the sixth floor. So what's it called, Dave?
Moving on up.
There you go.
Thursday night is the night for comedy on BBC Two. Three comedies back-to-back, including Extras, the brand-new show from Ricky Gervais.
I mean, you say you're an actor.
Yeah, I do.
But what have you actually acted in?
I can tell you what I've acted in.
I was a narc in The Bill.
You haven't even been in The Bill, have you?
I don't want to be in The Bill.
You haven't even been in The Bill?
Listen, I don't want to be in The Bill.
Have you ever been in Casualty?
Yeah.
A TV show, Casualty.
Oh, well, no, but... No.
Extras, part of the new comedy season on BBC Two. Tonight, from 9.
Last Thursday night, we're in Banbury, Pound a Pint night in the Priory, and I missed Extras. And I've read a lot of hit and miss things about it, but I can't wait to see it. Really, I genuinely can't wait to see it. And I've seen clips of it, but from what I've seen, I like it. It's exactly what I thought it would be.
I've not seen any clips. I've read all the reviews and the write-ups and stuff, but I'd like to see last week's, and then obviously tonight's, so I'll see tonight.
But everyone's going, oh, it's not as good as The Office. But it's not, but it isn't The Office. Dominic's giving it a thumbs up, saying, through the glasses, going, it's good. So there you go, praise indeed. Stephen Merchant and Ricky Gervais listening to the show now going, Dominic Byrne, the newsreader, says it's good. Oh, thank God for that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really worried what he was going to say.
It's probably not an instant thing either, because The Office wasn't instant, was it? It was more of a build-up, slow burn.
First time I saw The Royal Family, thought it was crap. No?
And now it's genius.
That's genius.
One of the best comedies of all time ever.
Same with Bobby Davro's Sketchpad. The song's all about you, Karen. You're disgusting. You're nasty. And you can murder. I don't know what they're saying. You'll never guess what song I'm going to play after the news, Dominic.
I can't guess.
I haven't heard that for ages.
Bit of Holly Valance action.
Bit of Holly Valance action, who, of course, rose to fame in Neighbours, and then had two songs out in the chart, and, of course, now is known as the girl who always reverse charges the phone calls or something in the ads.
Mm. That's
all she seems to do now. But, hey, he still would. Yes?
My friend Steve used to have kickboxing lessons with Holly Valance.
What, she taught kickboxing?
No, she took kickboxing lessons.
Really?
Yeah, with him in the class, yeah.
You wouldn't mess with her, would you?
I'd like to. Love to mess around with her.
Quite kicky in the orchestras if you tried it on with her. The kickboxing skills.
Do you know what? I think it's worth the risk.
You think?
Yeah. You know, you've got to take chances in life, Dave.
Live a little.
Well, exactly. Anyway, we'll play your song in a minute. It's just gone 7:30.
7:35.
Hello. Hello, Eugene. Hello. I've mowed the lawn and also watered it. And would it be possible for later in the week, say Thursday or Friday or something like that, to perhaps try and beg and ask for a lawn game, such as, I don't know, bowls or even better, croquet? Thank you. Or should I say, da, did it, did-da, da-did, da-di-da, da-da, did-da, da da da, di di da.
I'm the Eugene of the show.
Hello.
going on?
He's odd, isn't he?
That's Eugenius from Big Brother.
But why? What's all the...
Right, they had to be spies and they had to learn Morse code. As it turns out, he already knows Morse code because he took a 15-week course in it. Which is why he's very excited. And also, somebody on the outside world, before he went into Big Brother, said, you know how we often say to guests when they come to the show, are you doing Richard and Judy this afternoon? Are you doing Philip and Fern this morning? Oh, you had to get the words a sea lion into the interview, you know. And David Williams might go on, this, you know, this morning and go, yeah, it's like a comedy sea lion. Like that. Somebody's obviously said to him, right, I'll give you, one of his nerdy friends, Eugene, I'll give you, 10 packets of peanuts, if you can say the word lawn, you know, as in grass, if you say the word lawn, but don't make it obvious, whatever you do, will you? But you have to say the word lawn.
Hello.
Hello, Eugene.
Hello, I've mowed the lawn.
There you go, he said it. He said it.
Lawn.
Lawn. He's lovely. By the way, when he comes on the show, he's coming in for the whole 3 hours. The whole 3 hour show. It's funny because on Radio 1, obviously, because you have various transmitters across the UK, but most radio stations just have one, which is really weird.
I think Rachel wants to win.
I want him to win.
Really?
I think he might win.
He'll be in the final three.
I think he'll win.
He could win.
The worrying thing about this year's Big Brother is he is one of the more normal ones in there.
Yeah. Lawn.
Hello.
Hello, Eugene. Do you know what? Eugene phone calls would be great. You know, we did Cameron calls years ago.
Is that 2 years ago?
Great. Just ring up someone. Hello.
Hello.
Scare the hell out of you.
Hello, Eugene.
Hello. He's great. I think we should give him his own show.
He could do a one click.
I think anybody can, apparently. Holy moly. Let's think about it on the weekends. You know when JK or Joel, we should take one of them off. JK and Eugene.
Yeah.
Eugene and Edith. I can see it now. I think it'd be brilliant. I think it would work an absolute treat.
Eugene and Joel would be a hoot, wouldn't
it? Wouldn't that be great?
They'd deck each other, wouldn't they? Wouldn't make it an hour in.
Oh, dear. So, what have you been up to, Eugene?
Hello. I've mowed the lawn.
Right, so Holly Valance Kiss Kiss. Coming up, it's 7:39.
We're live across the UK to Portugal and Spain. The signal goes around the world and then goes round again. To Ireland, France, Australia, and even to the States. So every morning all of us are international mates.
What do you want?
Say Thursday or Friday or something like that, to perhaps try and beg and ask for a lawn game, such as, I don't know, bowls or even better, croquet. Thank you, or should I say, da, did-did-did-it, did-da, da-did, da-di-da, da-da, did-da, da-da-da, and did-di-da.
I'm the Eugene of the show.
Shake your body like a belly dancer.
Akon there. Shake your body like a belly dancer.
That's
bonanza.
A crap record.
I don't think it's crap.
I do. I don't care anymore. I do. I think it's rubbish.
I think it's probably a grower.
I like it.
He says a go bonanza because he wants it to rhyme with belly dancer. What does that mean? Go bonanza. Whoever says that. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to go bonanza tonight. I really am. Who says that?
I think it's better than his last record.
What? Lonely. We're going to hold auditions as of tomorrow for a new broadcast assistant for the show because Jocelyn's getting fired.
Why?
Because she just put this on the jingle wall.
I was blind, not to see.
if you just woken up, I started the show this morning at 5 to 7. I couldn't see. And it wasn't just tiredness. I don't know what it was, but I was going blurry in my eyes, and it got worse and worse. So Jocelyn finds it hilarious now that it's gone away.
I was blind, now I can see.
Laughing all the way to job club, my darling.
I call that creativity.
Really? Yep. I call that a funny way to resign. right, so apparently Carrie has a guess who?
I do. Well, I have two, actually.
I've done this
for ages. You can have a sort of harder one or an easier one. It's up to you which way you want to go.
Easy first, then hard.
Easy first, then hard. Okay, fine.
Lovely. One moment, please, call on. You know, that joke just gets funnier and funnier. Right, so, okay, where did you see this person?
I was at an Eric Sykes golf day yesterday at Gillingham Golf Club.
Sorry, say that again. For a minute there, I thought you said that you were at an Eric Sykes golf day.
I was following
Eric Sykes
celebrity
in,
pro-am.
Eric
a late
Sykes, the old comedian.
Yes.
Right.
I was a late call-up. They were one short and I got a phone call, so I dashed off down to Gillingham yesterday and played little nine holes.
Who rang you? Tommy Trinder?
Yes.
Who? No, seriously, who did ring you for this late appointment?
St. James from beyond the grave? I can't play, I'm dead.
My boyfriend, because he was playing in it.
And he knows who?
Eric Sykes.
Yeah, he's done it for a few years now. They get kind of sports celebrity people down there and
he's so posh.
They do it. Yeah.
And anyway. Who else is there? What other great legends?
Was Tarbuck there?
No, but they gave away a little caricature of Jimmy Tarbuck as a prize in the auction afterwards.
Wow. I'm kicking myself. I wasn't there.
Wogan plays golf as well, doesn't he? Is he a golfer?
It was a great
time. Let's not ruin it. We're going to end up stumbling across a guess who.
Okay, right.
You can start, Dave.
Right. Question number one. Mm-hmm. Is this person a man?
Yes.
Is this person a broadcaster?
Yes.
On the television?
Yes.
So you would describe this person as a TV presenter? Or are they perhaps known for something other than TV presentation?
They might be, yes.
Were they originally famous in the world of sport?
They were.
Ah, the world of football?
Yes.
From the, I'm going to say, the 80s?
No, earlier.
Pass.
Is this person above 60?
I think so, yes.
Well, I won't have a clue then, will I? Pass.
You would know him, definitely.
Above 60?
Yeah.
So they were a famous player in the 70s?
Yeah.
George Best?
No.
He's not 60, is he? Is he? No, he's not. He's got to be pushing it.
Is this person English?
Yes.
I think I might know who it is, but I think you've got the age wrong, perhaps, maybe.
Go on.
Did this person play for one of the London clubs? During his illustrious career?
Yeah, you're thinking of Ian Wright, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, he's in his 50s.
Would he ever have played for, say, Spurs, for example?
Speed it up.
No.
The energy's falling out of this link like water through a sieve.
Would this person have presented on ITV?
I think they've been on ITV, yes.
Saying that, though, I haven't got a clue still, so go on,
okay,
Chris.
Okay, you got a clue?
Did you ask about the London clubs? Did he play for a London club? Did we define that answer?
Well, it wasn't Spurs. Did he play for another one, like Arsenal, maybe, or Chelsea? No.
You can't say or.
Why?
Do you want a clue?
Is he famous for playing for a London club?
No. Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Okay, he's famous
I'll tell you
for
what, Carrie,
a facial
this,
feature.
This isn't worth it. Aaron Neville!
No.
Jimmy Greaves. What's his name? Jimmy Hill.
Yes!
Jimmy Greaves.
Jimmy the Chin Hill.
That was brilliant.
I like that one.
What a great link.
He did play for a London club. He played for Fulham.
Yeah, but you said Arsenal or Chelsea.
Yeah, but also said a London club before that.
Yeah, but you said Spurs.
Granted, it wasn't the way I was going, but I did say a London club.
Yeah. But you said Spurs, and you said Arsenal or Chelsea.
Were you talking to Jimmy Hill?
Yes, I had to give him a kiss on each cheek.
What?
He gave me a bottle of champagne.
Why?
For my efforts to get there.
Whoa. Where were you yesterday?
I was in Gillingham, in Kent.
At a charity golf day with Eric Sykes, who was famous for being on TV in the 70s.
Yes.
And you got a bottle of champagne just for turning up from Jimmy Chin.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about? Are you drunk?
No.
And who else was there? What other top-notch celebs were there? Or is this the other one that you have?
Well, I could. It depends if we got time or not.
Hey, why not?
Let's go for it.
The link's going nowhere fast.
Let's do the hard one.
I think all my listeners want to hear... Well, if Jimmy Hill was there, who else was there? Eric Sykes? Brilliant.
Jimmy Choo?
Michael Parker.
Ken Hom. Come on, let's do the hard one.
Okay. Right, I'll go first.
You start.
Female.
No.
Male.
Yes.
TV presenter.
Yes.
On the telly at the moment.
No.
Do they do radio?
No.
Are they associated with one particular channel?
Yes.
Is it Channel 4?
No.
ITV?
No.
BBC? What?
Yep.
Are they also associated with the sport?
Yes.
Football?
No.
Oh, it's my go.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Male, TV presenter, BBC One.
Sport.
Yeah, sport. They used to be a footballer.
No, Rachel's done that one.
Oh, sorry.
So I'll let you have another one.
Oh, I wasn't listening, sorry. I was losing the will to live.
Come on.
No, I know I'm blind, but the
think of another sport.
Tennis.
No.
Well, no, there wouldn't be golf. No, no.
No.
No, not golf.
Cricket.
No.
Hide and seek.
No.
Not golf, not tennis, not football, not
rugby.
Cricket.
Rugby?
No.
Running?
Yes.
Athletics?
Ah.
Are they a gold medal champion, Olympic person?
I'm out.
Not gold medal, no.
I'm okay. Out of this one. Is it Tessa Sanderson?
No.
Was it Chris Akabusi?
It was!
No, I was actually only saying that as a funny comedy name out. I didn't know it was really going to be him.
Chris Akabusi!
Chris Akabusi, formerly of Record Breakers.
Record Breakers.
Class.
Good job. Well, it sounds like you had a cracking day out yesterday. If I were you, I'd go straight home after the show and punch your boyfriend in the face, making you go through that 7:54. I like that. It's the Oasis and the Importance of Being Idle on Radio 1. So that was a fantastic Guess Who from Carrie there.
Jimmy Hill and Chris Akabusi, all at the same celebrity golf day.
Look at me. See what this look is? Jealousy.
Jealousy.
That's what this look is. But Dominic, I've just been talking to Dominic. Mm. He said he saw Eric Sykes at a charity golf tournament last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he spoke to him, and he really wanted to play around with Girls Aloud, but could only manage 3 holes. Mm.
From the people that brought you Radio 1's Fantastic Five, now bring you Radio 1's Sensational Scene. The Weekend on BBC Radio 1.
Spoonie, your secret. Is it that you're pregnant?
Vernon Kay.
If this desk wasn't between us, I'm telling you, I'd give you such a hug.
That's the reason why the desk is there.
Sarah Cox.
So apparently stalactites come down, stalactites go up.
Trevor Nelson.
R&B and hip-hop, yeah.
JK and Joel.
The question is, who will be number one?
Radio 1 is Sensational 6. Keeping the weekend safe from the perils of boredom.
Keeping the weekend safe from Mark Goodyear. More like. Can you believe, by the way, I love Mark. Morning, Mark, if you're listening. Can you believe Mark Goodyear, right? He's got to be pushing 60. And he still does the voiceover for the Now That's What I Call Music compilations, which, you know, the current one out at the moment.
61.
211. Now That's What I Call Music, 211. And Mark Goodyear still does the voice.
Home of the hits.
It's Now That's What I Call Music. What number are they now?
61.
That's Mark's age.
Yeah, but he is the man that loves music.
All your favourite songs. Now That's What I Call Music. 61. That's my age. Well, you and you and I should do it. We're young, hip, trendy, cool dudes.
We know our pop music, don't we?
Exactly. Including all your favourites, like the Crazy Frog. Ding, 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 ding. He's bonkers. That kind of thing. I didn't go down a storm.
Goodyear's got it all sewn up, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, of course he has. I believe he may even be on a retainer, but I don't know. Moving on. Play Robbie Williams in just a few seconds. Hang on there. Nine o'clock. So 8:20 and 8:22. Going to give away tickets for the 2020 finals day. Cricket, you see. What?
Cricket mongus, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Details of that coming up after news to sport with Dom and Carrie at 10 o'clock.
Was yesterday's weather with Dominic Burns.
The 100% factually correct weather feature is here. If you're in Jersey yesterday, then congratulations to you. You had the warmest weather anywhere in the UK yesterday, 24 degrees. Wow. The sunniest place was the Isle of Man, 14.6 hours of sunshine there. On the other end of the weather scale, Aviemore was fairly chilly, just 13 degrees there. So, that was today's yesterday's weather. Make sure you tune in tomorrow.
Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's weather. We've done an improve.
It's 4 minutes past eight.
Are you up for a challenge, Kerry?
Yes.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Right, you take this in the way that it's intended, as a challenge to test you and to get you motivated and using all your creativity powers.
Okay.
Right. I have £5 here, mm-hmm. a £5 note,
yeah.
Sterling they call it.
Yeah.
And I'll give this to you
mm-hmm.
if you don't fluff another line before 10 o'clock.
Okay.
All right? And you know what? I'm going to add another a pound coin to make it £6 if you don't fluff any of the intros.
Okay.
Okay? No pressure. And I'll leave that over here so you can see it.
Lovely, thank you.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
And there's one more. Oh. And then I have to take it away. Get through it. It's all yours.
Thanks. A lesson in don't eat your poached egg sandwich before reading the news.
That's what my grandmother used to say.
Yeah.
Right, let's do cricket. This is rubbish, this theme, isn't it?
Brilliant.
I like this.
I can do it better on my keyboard.
Listen to that keyboard.
I can do it better than this.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the best bit's coming up where they go freestyle.
How can you do it on your keyboard?
I can play it.
But it doesn't play notes, does it?
Of course it does. Right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah. It's like Margarita Prakatan.
Show your face. Feel free to make up lyrics, Tom.
Stop, 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 stop. This is rubbish.
I like that now.
That's awful.
Stop, 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 stop.
Right, it's the Empower 2020 finals day this Saturday at the Oval. It's in London. It's the semi-finals and finals taking place on the same day. That's because it's so short, it's only 20 overs. Do you know nothing about cricket? So the semi-finals are Lancashire versus Surrey and Leicestershire versus Somerset. And I reckon the final are between, you know, two, either Leicester or Somerset or Lancashire and Surrey. You mark my words.
The winner of each of those matches will play in the final.
Right. We have two pairs of tickets for the event. After hours of brainstorming, we decided we'll give one pair of tickets away at 20 past and the other at 22. Do you like that?
Mm.
So we're not going to do a question, but you've got to be able to get yourself to London for the weekend, Saturday. And get yourself home again, because we're not putting you up in a hotel.
Or stay with friends.
No. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Basically, we'll give you the tickets, and that's it. So you got to be a proper cricket fan and be able to get to London on Saturday. Do you like it?
No.
Right, okay. Do you want the original?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Different key, isn't it?
Whatever. Right, so we need a noise to listen out for. You can't phone before the noise goes off, because the noise will go off at exactly 20 past, or 22, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any phone call that is lit up, any flashing light on the phone board before that won't get answered. So here's one of the options. Now, that's meant to be cricket bats. I think that sounds like ping pong balls to me.
That's rubbish, that.
Once again. Okay, is that?
That's no good.
Or is this? Which, can I just say, has been labelled as cheer cricket. Whereas I know for a fact, because I'm a bit of a nerd, that's from the BBC Sound Effects album that was recorded in either the Radio Theatre or the Paris Studios, and has nothing to do with cricket whatsoever. So that's a cop-out. Which leaves us with Cricket Atmos. You want to hear this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cricket Atmos is here.
Good shot,
good
Barry.
Shot, Barry.
No, yeah. I was Barry.
See, we have good these sound effects CDs, and I always think they're really badly faked up. Doesn't that sound like someone leaning over the mic going, I'm going to melt this a bit.
Good shot, Barry.
What's
up, Barry?
He sounds leather, doesn't he?
And there's Cricket Atmos 2.
Papa!
Papa!
Nicole! Papa!
Papa!
That's well bowled.
It's not well bowled, it's Papa.
It is.
You listen to that.
Papa!
Like I'm that. Coming to get you!
Nicole, stay there!
You need someone shouting, how's that?
Oh, dear. Oh, let's see the rest of it. Hang on. They go on.
Papa!
Good cricket.
Good cricket.
It's a fellow leather to get in the background.
He's still watching Barry.
So what do you want? Do you fancy...
Is that it, by the way? Is that the choices?
Yeah, do you fancy Barry?
Good shot, Barry.
Or do you fancy Nicole Papa?
Papa!
I think Papa. I think we do one at 20 past and the other at 22 because I think they're both clips yeah. are good oh, enough yeah, to okay. stand alone.
But we're not going
to
tell you which one at
no.
what time.
Barry Papa quiz.
Yeah.
Good shot, Barry.
All right, so there you go. There's the two bits of Cricket Atmos. When you hear that, the first one will go off in 10 minutes at 20 past 8. The next one at 22:09. 2020. You see what we've done there?
Yeah.
Clever, so you've isn't got it? You've got Nicole. And you've also got Barry on the field with his mate near the microphone.
There you can't go. Call until he's actually said, good shot, Barry.
Yeah, you exactly right.
Good
the
shot,
are,
Barry.
You
then dial.
You can't phone up until you say Barry or Papa. So for this one, it's quite quick.
Papa!
Get dialed.
Oh, wait, 700, 100, 100.
Or... Wait for Barry. So you're sitting there going, oh, they're playing the clip. Can't call, can't call, can't call, can't call, can't call. Go now! What a great show this is.
I smell a Sony.
I left a little gap there so we can put that on the best of on the podcast this week. I could listen to that link again for hours.
You're warm under the duvet. You're listening in the shower. You're running late again. You must be there in half an hour. You might be going to work. It may be school or college. So drink your tea and eat your toast and don't forget the porridge.
Nicole! Papa!
The Chris Moyle Show.
10 past 8 is Robbie Williams.
National Radio.
I will never be with you.
I do apologise, by the way, if I ruined James Blunt for anybody when we dissected the lyrics the other day.
It's obviously not having a huge impression, though, because it's still number one.
These albums sold three times... What was I reading in the paper the other day? Three times the amount that Coldplay sold or something ludicrous like that.
Something daft, isn't it?
What is that all about?
Flying high is James Blunt.
Whenever. That's what I have to say about it.
You can't argue with them sales, can you?
No, I said Captain Pugwash. Oh, dear. Thank you very much.
Have a good
week. Try the veal. Taxi! Anyway, it's 20 past 8. Drew Barrymore rang me last night.
Did she?
Yeah. No, of course she didn't. She thinks I'm weird. Hey, it chopped together nicely for the trail, though, didn't it? That worked well.
I don't... Oh, yes, it did. Yes, yeah. I was going to say I didn't hear it, but of course right. I did hear it.
Right. You're on the air this weekend with Chappers?
Nope.
Don't tell me.
Weekend off.
Don't tell me Vernon's actually going to turn up and do his own show for once.
Vernon Kay is in the building this weekend, both yeah, Saturday right. and Sunday.
So was he on yesterday for Scott?
Yes, he was.
Do you know...
Scott apparently has got a dicky tummy.
Well, Vernon's a little git because he didn't ring me. He's obviously been away.
Mm.
I read in the
paper. He was on holes.
I read on the paper, in the paper, he was in Ibiza.
Oh, was he?
And I rang him, one day, and it rang, you know, foreign ring, you know. So I texted him saying, sorry, mate, that was me. I didn't realise you're on holiday. Nothing back. He's so rude.
He's so on his holidays, though. Yeah, he was away with Tess and Phoebe,
he could have rung me back. What, the woman from Friends?
No. Right. His daughter is called Phoebe Elizabeth.
I thought she was called Marvin.
No.
Right.
Okay. That was if it was a boy.
Right. Okay. So anyway, he hasn't rung back. I think I should ring him, wake him up.
What, now?
Yeah.
He'll probably be up anyway, you know, what with having a small child and all.
He makes Tess do all that parent stuff.
Yeah. Yes, he is indeed back on the air this Saturday and Sunday.
Wow. Are JK or Joel on? Are they still away?
I don't know, actually. They weren't on last Sunday, were they? Because Scott did it, but I presume they are back.
Okay. Well, we'll find out what's going on. So you actually get a weekend off?
Yeah. Good, eh? First day off for 2 weeks.
Right, you can stop phoning now. Lines are closed. Put down your phone. Oh, that's not fair. It's just got through as well. We played the sound effects. As I said, the rules were you...
Uh-oh, sorry.
Who was it? Answer it, answer it.
Hello.
Oh, here we go.
No one there.
Really?
That was weird, wasn't it? Sorry, I thought my phone was off, but clearly it wasn't.
No, leave it on.
Sure.
Yeah, it's very exciting. All right. Anyway, you weren't allowed to call up until you heard Barry...
Shot, Barry.
And the winner is Alex Lamb from Maidenhead. Alex is 22 and a girl. Didn't Alex Lamb work here?
No.
Alex Lamley works here.
That's my friend Alex Lamley. Good morning, Alex.
And Alan Lamb is a former cricket star.
That's right. Even I know
who
that.
Who played for England but I think was born in South Africa or Rhodesia.
Well, how weird is that? Like that? Not weird at all. So Alex from Maidenhead, she loves cricketer Simon Jones. Who doesn't?
That's my brother.
Jonesy.
Hey?
That's my brother.
He's not a cricketer, though, is he?
No.
If it said football watching Lagerlout.
No, cider drinker.
Sorry, I take that back. I'm sorry.
Morning, Simon.
Football drinking.
Ciderman.
Football drinking Ciderlout.
Mm-hmm. He's not allowed.
He doesn't drink football either, Rach. So, anyway, well done. You are going to the. Thingy 2020 thing, Empower Saturday Oval thing. I'm such a cricket fan, you can tell. I don't know what the hell's going on. If you're into your dance, by the way, tomorrow VIP tickets for Global Gathering. 8:24 now. We have one more pair of tickets to give away for the 2020 finals, which will take place on Saturday. We've given away some tickets at 20 past 8, and now we'll give away some at 22:09, i.e. the 2020s.
Do you see? Do you understand?
But you are not allowed to call until you hear Papa. Here's the clip.
Papa!
There you go. It still makes me laugh.
Nicole!
Papa!
Nicole.
We will play that at 20:09 when you hear Papa. Get on the phone, callers. You can be going to the cricket this weekend. I think your phone's ringing again, Dave.
No. It's on the record. It's supposed to sound like
that. That's what happens when the phone goes off in the studio. Like that, isn't it?
It's Daddy Yankee.
It's bloody what? It's 8:25. Who's this? Everybody hate this song, ah! Everybody now, repeat after me. I just don't get it. Daddy Yankee. Mm. I mean, seriously, they're even giving me a parody on a plate. Gasolina. I'm sorry. I know Alex is leaving. Is he having a laugh with us before he goes, the head of music? Is this last week? And he's put Black Lace on the playlist and... God's sake.
Akon.
What is that? Am I really getting old? Or do you agree? Is that pants?
Sounds very European, I think.
Yeah, record. European equals crap.
Pants.
Everyone knows that.
It's hard to sing along to that.
Well, it's all in foreign, isn't it?
Hmm.
And it is. It's like ringing my mobile phone and putting it near the mic.
rules just in, Daddy Yankee is crap!
That was my Trevor McDonald impression there.
It's good. Uncanny.
It's crap!
Bong!
More on that story later.
Bong!
Stat and Graham Norton kind of mixed in. Well, that'd be a thought. Hey, what a love child that would produce. Trevor McDonald and Graham Norton. I'll move on now, shall I?
Mm. Yeah.
Fine. Text 81199. Yes, it is crap. If you think that record is crap... It makes me swear I think it's in rubbish. 81199. Let's see how many text messages we can get. Daddy Yankee, bloody, you know what I mean? So let's play some decent stuff. What's Daniel Powter, Rachel? What's that?
I don't like it.
What is it? You don't know,
it's
do you?
It's a song we've been playing for ages.
We haven't played it on breakfast, no. Have we? Here we go. It's another time for me to stick on my Eagles best of in the studio. Let's play Hotel California.
Wow.
It's just got like 30.
Now let's see what's going on in the world of entertainment. Here's Chris.
Thanks, Dom. Coming up later, ex-blues singer Lee Ryan has been given a brain. D.V. Lee, who made a name for himself for being stupid, says it's weird, but it's changed his life.
It feels different because I can actually talk, whereas before I didn't really used to talk.
Johnny Depp is getting all excited about this year's Pro Celebrity Fancy Dress Tournament.
You talk about a dream come true, you know. Get to be a pirate with Keith Richards? Get better than that?
Plus, the most exciting explicit interview with Lisa Kudrow ever.
You gotta go deep and you gotta hurt bad.
That's all coming up.
8:35 now.
Wrong button. What the hell was that?
8:35. What were you doing just before during One Road Travel?
You owe Carrie some money, don't you?
Why?
No, not yet.
It's not
got
the end of the show.
Button.
Oh, is it till 10?
Yeah.
Ah.
Did you not make one mistake during that?
No.
It was fluffless.
I'm just so used to so hearing you, Fluff. But, I mean, you are kind of like my favourite fluffer, I've
really?
Got to say, yeah. Mm. And it's every day as well from you. And I've got to say, every time you fluff, you put a smile on my face, which is why you are my favourite fluffer.
Oh, great. Yeah. Thank you.
See, Dominic...
Mm-hmm.
You've never been my favourite fluffer.
No.
It's always been Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
She's just better at it than you are.
Better fluffer than me.
Yeah. Mm.
Should we have a champion sheep fluff off or something?
Champion sheep?
Champion sheep.
That's there you go.
Sheep and fluff.
That's
yeah,
a pound back.
Yep.
Champion sheep fluffer. Whatever that is.
I don't think we should.
Fancy worlds collide.
Yeah. Well, I just win, hands down. It's no contest.
Well, there you go. There's another competition.
This is laden with smut. Mm.
Yeah, that's what Dave always says. Keep your feet on the ground and your hands on your ankles. Is that what you say?
Keep reaching for the stars.
That's it. Keep your feet on the ground, keep reaching for the stars. Anyway, what do we do next? What do you fancy?
Oh, it's not long to go, is it? Before we have more cricket ticket.
It's Papa.
Cricket ticket. Cricket ticket.
But you can't phone until 8:40 if you want to win the 2020 tickets. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, giving away Global Gathering VIP tickets. Also, Radio 1 Summer Friday thing. And you can hear Dominic's exclusive one-on-one interview with another top star.
Can we say who?
Well, we haven't said it, have we?
Have we not? No, we haven't, have we?
Can we tease it?
If you want, my darling.
It's the scariest interview I've ever done.
With?
The bear off of Bo Selector.
You're kidding me.
No.
Wow. So we're going to hear the highlights of that tomorrow. And we have pictures for the website too.
Yes. Very scary.
Why were you nervous?
The bear was sat where I am.
Yeah. And you're...
I was where you are. And we had 10 minutes of what can only be described as interesting chat.
Yeah. Did he swear?
Very much so.
So here, Dominic and the bear, tomorrow morning on the show. It'll be a beautiful thing. And... I believe there's going to be a video of it as well.
Yes.
Good.
That's going on tomorrow, I think.
That's what he does in the video. I can't do it, but...
I can't do it.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Sounds a bit like Chewbacca as well. He was a bear, wasn't he? Was he a space
he was
bear?
A Wookiee.
Wookiee.
Like a bear. There's a world of difference between Wookiee and bear.
You know nothing, don't you? By the way, if you're bored at work at any point today, go to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Click on Save Your City. It's the game, quite literally, everybody is playing. I played it again yesterday, completed it. I'm so cool. Have you done it yet? No, because you're rubbish. Carrie?
No.
Rubbish. Dave?
No.
Rubbish. Rachel? Rubbish. Me? Brilliant. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Click on Save Your City and happy gaming.
Around the world in offices is a game that everyone's playing. The long-awaited Moyles game has everybody saying. It's so much fun to play and it doesn't take too long to work out that Chris Moyles is a double for Donkey Kong.
That's a great record, isn't it, Dave?
I quite like that.
Daniel Powter. You changed that name, wouldn't you, half a chance? Powter. And he's 23-year-old, raised in British Columbia in Canada. Oh, he's Canadian. And there you go. It's called Bad Day, and it's out on the 25th of July. There you go, lovely.
It's a pleasant tune, isn't it?
You can have that, Rach.
Thank you.
Keep them facts if you want. There's actually more facts about him if you feel the urge to read them out. Rachel's got a real bee in her bonnet at the moment. She's boring the arse off me every day, right?
Oh, why don't we call the winner back at the tickets and put them on the air?
It's your show, Chris. You do what you like.
Do you know what? I'm going to tape that. Okay. I'm going to put it on a tape machine. Play it to you when you get too big for your boots. Well, she's difficult because she's a size 11.
Got massive feet.
She's got what?
Massive feet.
They're that big. So she wants me to ring someone back because she thinks it'd be funny.
No.
Because they can say, Papa.
I didn't think it'd be funny. I just thought
that's what you said. It'd be funny because I can go, Papa. What you said.
And I think it'd be nice to speak to our listeners.
Let's
do
that then. So let's see how hilarious this is.
I didn't say it'd be funny.
No, you did. You said, and I quote, it'd be funny. So let's get some funny music on and ring back a funny caller.
You do that.
Funny. Papa.
Right, I have a list of names here. Which one do you think will be the funniest? Not you. I'm asking Rachel.
To oh, I see.
Let's
sorry.
Go for the one at the top.
Oh, okay, all right. Knowing David, read the name out and then ruin the surprise.
If I do that, I'm stupid.
Alex Lamb from Maidenhead won earlier. Who will be going to the cricket with her? Well, she'll be bringing a mate, obviously, but, you know.
Who's the other person that might be going?
I can't say yet.
Yeah, that's very exciting. The phone is ringing. I'm laughing already.
You haven't said what...
Oh, hilarious. Oh, brilliant. Is it? Is
Hi,
it? Hello, mate. Hang on a second. Is it working so far
that
for you?
That was really funny.
Really funny. Yeah. Who are you?
I'm Tony.
Where are you from, Tony?
South Bucks.
South Bucks where?
Chaffin St. Peter.
St. Peter.
Chaffin St. Peter. Are you a big cricket fan?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay. Well, me too. I love cricket.
Yeah, I can tell.
I think England will score a load of goals on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be 26-0.
Yeah. Okay, so well done. You get to go.
Thanks very much, Chris. That's brilliant. Cheers, mate.
One more time. Let's see your papa.
Papa!
Brilliant. Hilarious.
What's your favourite radio station?
Sorry?
You see, it's funny.
One more time, Dave.
What's your favourite station?
Radio 1!
Yeah, baby.
Brilliant. I kind of like Capital Disney. Right, hey, have a good day, mate.
Cheers, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye, there you go. Do you know, I shouldn't have said that, because I said that jokingly once on the air before, and they got all very excited and used it as a quote.
Did they?
Losers. Wow. Oh.
I saw the tickets gone. Stop calling.
My sides are split.
I'm exhausted from laughing.
Oh, I haven't laughed so much since that time I fell over and cut my knee on some broken glass.
You know, you should have got him to tell a joke as well. It would have been even funnier.
Why don't you tell a joke?
No, I don't
Let's
know
do that.
Joke.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Come on.
I don't know any.
I know a joke.
Actually, Alad's just in. On my desk, around about on the keyboard, there should be about 4 or 5 sheets of paper with some doctor gags on that I printed off yesterday. Just go with it. Can you go and grab them for me, please? Thank you.
I've got a joke.
Okay, all right.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, okay. You got music?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Well, hang on. Right, okay, go.
Okay. Yeah. What has a cordless drill and the Premiership got in common?
What has a cordless drill and the Premiership got in common?
No leads.
That's not funny. That's not funny at all. Not funny. Says you, the Everton fan.
Yeah.
Where did you finish last
season?
Fourth. Yeah, you did. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Are you playing in Europe?
Champions League.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but, you know.
No further questions.
Yeah. Might go to an Everton game this season.
See some top flight football.
Yeah.
You can with me if you want.
Yeah. I'm a good luck charm for you. Last time I went to Goodison Park, Everton won.
4-0, wasn't it? Yeah. That was a fantastic result.
Yeah, well, not for Leeds, so.
Could have been 8. Scoreline flattered you.
Whatever. Have you got them or not?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Why are you making a funny face?
Oh, it's random. It's not very good at running, really.
Did you pass them to me?
No, I couldn't find the sheets of Doctor jokes, but the only thing funny I could find.
Here we go.
This was a book.
Alan, now, did he even try and find the gags? They're sitting right on the desk. Alan's gone now. Alan's taking this as an opportunity now to add his own comedy.
I think you know where I'm going with this.
Let's just flag this up, ladies and gentlemen. Driving on your way to work or wherever you are listening now, Alan is now about to do some improv comedy on the show. This could be, now if you're driving, maybe you should think about pulling over because you may laugh so hard your head may implode.
You know where I'm going on this one.
I actually don't know where you're going, Alan.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, the script writers upstairs will help me on this.
We haven't got any script writers. Go on.
Well, I went upstairs to look for your Doctor Who jokes. And I couldn't see them.
Right, you didn't.
So, the only thing funny I could find was a book that says Life After Leeds United. So I brought that down.
Why is that funny?
Because you like Leeds United and because they're doing really badly, and that's always funny.
The phone call was funnier than that, Aled.
Well, I didn't have much material to go with. I'm sorry.
Hang on a second.
Hey, Rachel looked like Victoria Wood. What are you doing?
I need to ring Tony, our cricket winner, back and get a papa. This it's just going nowhere. Hang on a second. Where is he? Come on, papa.
Papa!
There you go. Lovely. Thank you. Eugene from Big Brother loves this song. Well, this is how he sings it in Morse code, of course.
Did it, da da da.
Brilliant.
I'm the Eugene of the show.
Estelle and 1980. Where's that book that Alan brought in? I'm going to ram it down his throat.
There it is.
Can I just say, this Life After Leeds book is about ex-players. It's a Where Are They Now book.
Mm.
So, you know, this is full of legends, this book here.
Quite interesting reading if you're a Leeds United fan.
Well, you know, as an Everton fan, Dave, you don't have many legends at your club. But you should read this. Mm. I mean, look at this. I'll just stop anywhere randomly. Look. Carlton Palmer. There you go. Legends.
Tony Yeboah in there.
Legends of football.
Thomas Brolin, where's he now?
Hang on, I bet he's in here.
He's got a whole section on Ian Hart as
there
well.
There he is, right next to Tony Brown. Right, Genius Lynn Dave, are you ready? How do you get to today's from yesterday? 07 and Destiny.
If you add an apostrophe S and child to the end of Destiny, you get Destiny's childhood from Texas, like George W. Bush. Bush is the name of the band fronted by Gavin Rosdale, who's married to Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani has the same initials as Gordon Sumner, who's better known as Sting. Sting is a word you'd associate with bees and wasps. Wasps are more prevalent in the summer. Summer Lovin' was one of the tracks on the soundtrack to the movie Grease, which starred Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. John Travolta is a big fan of flying planes and is a fully qualified pilot. The word Red Pilot is almost an anagram of tulip, which is a national flower of the Netherlands. The Netherlands are also known as Holland, and people who come from there are called Dutch and are generally very liberal and broad-minded and proud of their Dutch heritage, which involves lots of cheese, canals and windmills. Windmills were traditionally located next to water, and in that respect they have something in common with lighthouses. Lighthouses are crucial in the world of navigation for preventing ships from running aground on rocks, which can quite literally come out of nowhere. And From Out of Nowhere is the title of the current album from Embrace, which links us to a bit of classic Embrace action, and the tedious link today, which is Come Back to What You Know.
That's Embrace.
She said that.
I know. They're my personal mates.
Are they?
Yeah. Right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Nice, loud, good song. Go. Brilliant. Embrace. Come back to what you know. Seamless link, Dave?
Not entirely.
I tell you what. I was out with Danny from Embrace the other week.
Mm.
And we were talking about the success of the album.
Mm.
And just how proud of it he is. Mm. And the fact that, especially kind of after the last album, which didn't sell as many copies, but he just feels really proud. And because it sold so much...
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, you can't find anyone who doesn't have a copy of the album or who doesn't know it so well. And he was saying that he heard you raving about the album on the air, saying that you had the album, you loved the album, you knew every track on the album, and you were a big fan of that album. But just thought I'd mention it. Anyway, what was your problem with TD Slink?
It's very true, actually, because I am a big, big fan of the current album. But unfortunately, due to some technical oversight on my behalf, I may have possibly got part of the name of the album wrong.
Right.
And thus kind of stuffing up the whole link, because the album isn't called Out of Nowhere, it's more Out of Nothing.
That's right.
Which is what I didn't say. So that's a mistake. And also, moving on, is the fact that windmills don't have to be near water. That's water mills.
Calm down, Eugene. Well, well done, Dave. Bar that, though. Seamless.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Eugene is in the diary room.
Beautiful. It's half time. The show. It's a bit where Dave will now say,
let's get ready to rumble.
I've got this book that Alad's going to get hit over the head with in a minute, which is Where Are They Now? The Life After Leeds United, right? Full of some of the greatest players Leeds ever had. And Carlton Palmer. So I went to have a look to see if one of my Leeds heroes was in there, Byron Stevenson, who I've mentioned, you know, on and off, haven't I, in the past. And I'm reading about him, and it goes, an interesting fact. Radio 1 man Chris Moyles used Byron Stevenson's name to vote for Will Young in Pop Idol. Did I?
How?
I don't know. Well, we must have phoned up on the air.
And that was your student.
Yeah. There you go. Well, they're all in here, Dave. You'd enjoy it. It's a good little read. This is,
Tony DiRigo, is he in there?
I'm sure he is. Yeah, DiRigo's in there.
David Weatherall.
Yep, he's in there.
John Lukic.
Thomas Brolin, isn't there? John Lukic is in there. I'm just looking for, one of the other legends of Leeds United that I mention a lot.
Ian Hart.
Trevor Cherry.
Whole page. They all get a whole page.
Yes.
Do they?
Yes. Have a
page
book.
Each.
That's the way the book works, because that's the way the book was designed.
Lee Chapman, where's he these days?
Well, I'd rather not answer that, if that's okay. Lee Chapman. Do you want some facts about him? Recently turned down £100,000 for 1 week's work in the Big Brother house. Apparently. Chappie and his wife run a small bar in Clapham. That's what it says.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. So then, Alad.
Hello.
How do you want to get hit by the book? Do you want
oh,
it?
Oh, you don't really want
to. Do you want it on the back of the head?
It was actually
do
very
you want it on the front of the
a
head?
Clever ploy to, you know, to
do
bring
want,
the book into the show.
Do you want it on the backs of the legs?
Making your colleagues very happy.
Do you want it on the backs of the legs like this?
You can't surely be endorsing hitting someone.
Yes, I can. When it comes to you, because that's fine. It's a lesson to other people about, you know, how they shouldn't be impertinent.
I don't even know what that word means.
Well, I'll tell you what, one whack of this to your orchestras, you'll be impertinent.
If you're going to be impertinent, I want to look impertinent.
So Orla and Kamal up for eviction this week in Big Brother?
Yes. It's going to be Orla quite easily, isn't it? Which is good.
I hope so.
Kamal's getting very two-faced and very bitchy in the house.
But he's got a task this week, which means that he can play up to cameras and be very funny. And people will like that. So you're going to have the lovely Orla in the studio on Monday, I'm sure of it.
I'd like that very much. I can't wait until Orla's out of the house and she can do one of those sexy photo shoots. This time, though, she'll be keeping her clothes on.
Hey, remember what happened?
I'd love to see her covered up.
Shall I tell her, do not get your breasts out in the studio, because Sam did.
Don't tell her what to do.
Really?
Yeah, don't tell her what to do, yeah. Just let her express herself.
The thing is, if she wants to get her boobs out, you know, who am I to say no?
They're always coming out, you know. Love, keep them in. That's what I'll say.
Oh,
love, let them out.
I'd love her to get them out. So, I don't know.
Love something, set them free.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what Sting says.
That's right. And he was talking about Orla's breasts. Hi, Sting here. I love Orla's boobs. She should set them free. If you love someone, set your boobies free. See ya. Sting there, everybody.
Free, free, boobies free. Yeah.
Trying to think of another Sting song that might work. Orla's boobs, they are magic. That's a bit of tenuous.
English boobs in New York. Well, she's not English, though, is she? She's more Irish.
She's Northern Irish.
Yeah. There must
boobies
be.
In a bottle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Boobies on the moon. Bow.
Greatest booby hits coming to your store list.
A boob, 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 a ba, ba, ba.
Every boob you make. Well, she doesn't make them, obviously. Well, no, they did.
She did. She did, yeah.
Every boob you fake.
Yeah.
We'll be watching you.
We'll be
no,
watching
we don't
want
to sit in it.
No. What else? Well, you get the general idea.
You should rehearse a medley for Monday.
Should do.
That'll impress her.
Mm. Yeah.
She'll be really impressed.
She'll be so impressed with the Orla-based boob police.
I see you doing a Sting medley about my boobs. That's really clever. My boobs and Sting. That's genius. That's a would you like to see, would you like to touch my boobs? They're not real, they're fake. Why don't we ask if we can touch them, right? And then say that we have fake fingers. You know, so it's not like we're really touching.
You'd probably get a slap around the face.
From Rachel.
I didn't mean. He can touch my boobs if he wants to.
We're not at all dumbing down, are we?
That's such a good accent, that, isn't it? People are switching the radio on thinking Colin Murray's got out of bed early. Rachel.
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. So, that number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
Pardon? All the way with Craig David. I'd rather not. That's his new single. It comes out on the 8th of August. See, all the way with Craig David, I'd rather not. You see, hilarious. Just 11 minutes away from finding out if Carrie can win £6. I set her a challenge earlier on this morning. Was it just after 8 o'clock?
Yep.
If she can get away with not fluffing the news, the sport rather, then I'll give her a fiver. She did very well at 8:30. See if she can get away with not fluffing at 9:30. She wins a £5 note. If she does the headline at the top without fluffing, I'm going to throw in an extra pound. That's £6. I know. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Worth having, isn't it?
Yeah. So find out later at 9:30 with Carrie. You look like you were going to say something.
No.
I thought you were going to say something about that book.
I've just been skimming through your Where Are They Now book.
And do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Shall I? So I think you could read on the toilet.
This is a book, by the way, that Alan brought down. It's, Where Are They Now? It's a book about ex-Leeds United players. Mm. What's worrying in there is half the squad are currently in there because they're bloody injured. Where are they now?
On the treatment table.
Physio. Mm. Down the bookies. That kind of thing. Been taken for a walk by their big dogs while they sit in a wheelchair with a leg broken.
Still picking up 40 grand a week.
Hey, though, we played Celtic the other night with 0-0.
Actually, Seth Johnson in here.
He still plays! Yes, Rachel?
I'm looking forward to the next football season. When the Harriers rise from the Conference back up to Division 2, League 2.
Exciting for you, Dave, as well.
Absolutely. We get the draw tomorrow.
Everton into Europe. Look at that. Brilliant. I think it's going to go well for you. Don't play that team that Celtic played, though, will you, for God's sake?
Who, Bratislava? Want to meet them, do we, eh? 5-0. Not a strong start.
And, of course, I was very excited. I did that the other week about the... when I was reading out the Leeds Fun Day. I think I've missed that, though.
Oh, is that when there was a steam train there and everything?
What is wrong with this computer? Every time I move the mouse, the web page changes. Look at this. What's going on here?
Have you got a bug on it?
I might do. I'm going to just log that off. Spencer Longman, by the way, our good friend in Leeds, well, Rothwell. And he said, I asked him how business was in Buttylicious, his sandwich shop. It's raining today, so he says a lot of builders are not working, therefore business isn't as heavy as it normally is. So if you're in the Rothwell area and you want to pop in to Wood Lane Stores, that's what he calls it. We call it Buttylicious. Mm-hmm. Pop in and get a lovely sandwich from Longman.
See, I would have thought...
And Lynn, who's probably working in the kitchen.
I would have thought the bad weather was good for trade, because if the men can't build, then they need to go and sit in the cafe and eat. Ah. You see?
And I've just also got a congratulations text message from my mum. It's nice, isn't it?
What for?
That's lovely.
What for?
Getting over your migraine.
Congratulations from my mum. To me.
Yep. What have you done?
Guess.
Turned up for work on time.
Shit your face.
No, that didn't happen, did
didn't it?
Didn't
it?
What have you, shaved your hairy back?
But this is about you.
Congratulations to me from my mum. What for?
What, you engaged?
No.
What, 3 days off the pop?
No. Come on. I'm amazed no one else has said it. To be honest.
You had your haircut?
No.
Oh, you lost £2.
No. £3, actually,
what,
in my sleep.
Won an award?
No, although I should have done. And I should be given a pay rise.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't know.
It's work-related.
Is it significant to us?
Apparently, Lynn is now gone from Wood Lane Stores, says Longman. Maid Marian rules the roost now, apparently. He's been sniffing hummus again.
He's bugging me now.
Why has my mum... Left a little gap there for podcasting. Why has my mum sent me a text message on my phone today saying congratulations to me? Rachel.
I don't know.
Dave.
Oh, because you got a mention in the Where Are They Now book.
No. Allard.
Has Sirius been turned back on?
Are you
back on there?
Podcasting.
No.
Don't know.
You got a really high score on Save Your City.
I don't know.
It's my anniversary today.
Of
what anniversary?
Why should we know that?
Because today I've been at Radio 1 for 8 years.
It's around my anniversary.
That's about me, love, it's about me. 8 years I've been here.
Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you very much, Alan.
We should have a plaque up, then we'll remember. Yeah. You never told us.
Well, I thought you might have remembered it. I thought it would have been embedded on everybody's brain.
How would we know?
The 28th of July, 8 years ago. Do you not remember the exciting anticipation of hearing my voice on Radio 1 for the first time?
I think it was asleep then, actually. Wasn't it early breakfast?
I remember that.
4 a.m., 4 till 7.
I slept through it, I apologise for that.
4 till 7.
I remember you
starting
because I was in next door on the show before.
Mark and Lard were on the breakfast show from Manchester.
Who are you working with?
Simon Mayo was on at 9 o'clock in the morning.
It's none of us, was it? What? Dave wasn't with you then.
No, I worked with Simon, the producer, and Jude Adam.
Jude,
lovely Jude.
Showbiz Jude.
Remember Jude? Stank of incense. Nice girl though.
Lovely Jude.
You know, and look how things have moved on. Still using the same material.
Mm-hmm.
Still stuck with Dave?
I wish we'd known. We could have celebrated.
8 years at Radio 1.
We'll write it down for next year.
You get less for twocking. Do you know what I mean?
What's that?
Taking without the owner's consent.
Congratulations, anyway.
Thanks. Mm. Really surprised none of the management have kind of called in and said well done or anything like that. There's a couple of people phoning in now. I'm sure they're phoning up to say congratulations and happy anniversary.
Either that or they want to play car park catchphrase.
Yeah, by the way. Ben Cooper, the boss of Radio 1, has just phoned up to say happy anniversary. And now look at the phone board full of people phoning up to say to me...
They're phoning up for car park catchphrase.
Happy... No, not phoning
they
up.
Are.
They're phoning up to say happy anniversary.
They just want to play the competition.
No, they don't. Right, let's take
telling
some,
you.
Hang on, right, let's take some calls in. Hello?
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, what's the car park catchphrase?
Right, what's your name? Shut up, Dave. What's your name?
Ronnie.
Good, and what's your phone number?
I told you, didn't I? They're all ringing up
they're
for
ringing
car park catchphrase.
They're ringing to say well done.
It's a whole board. Of nobody's.
See a wrong phone line there.
Come on, where's his congratulations?
Radio 1, hello?
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello, I'd like to play car park catchphrase.
Are you not ringing up to say happy anniversary?
No.
Right, okay, bye. Shut up, Dave.
This is
watch
Radio Gold.
Right, this one. This
come
one.
On.
This one. Radio 1, hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Is that Chris?
Yes.
Morning, Chris. I'm about to come on car park catchphrase. Is that okay?
Shut up.
Go on, take his number. What's your...
No, bye-bye. I haven't got time now. Let's play this instead. Never it, the way that you don't well done, Chris. 8 years today. Love, Jim. And Ali, have a great day. Congratulations, Chris. I used to listen to you throw sugar at clocks.
When we used to do that.
Mm. Glory days.
Here's to another 8 more years. Jason now on the M74. Chris, 8 years of rubbish. Look forward to another 8. That's not nice. Love Wogan. Anyway. Magic numbers coming out on the 8th of August. Same day as Craig David all the way. Who will do better? You decide. Phone lines are going berserk, Dave. People ringing up to say well done. Choose a line, take it live. Choose it. Choose
I'm going to say line number six.
Choose it. That's a fault with the phone line.
Line eight.
Line eight. Radio 1, you're line eight. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes. What can I do for you?
Hiya, I was wondering if I could win tickets to the Global Gathering, please.
It gets better and better. Oh, I love this game.
Sorry about that. We actually accidentally lost that caller there. Tomorrow you can win VIP tickets to Global Gathering, so young munchkin, whoever you were. Tomorrow morning, your chance to win VIP tickets to Global Gathering. Right, Kerry could win £6 coming up. Stand by, it's very exciting. She has the sport. Dominic Byrne has the news. It's just gone 9:33.
And after coming in here yesterday morning, Drew Barrymore went to the cinema last night for the premiere of her new film, The Perfect Catch. Also there was her co-star, Jimmy Fallon. He's currently single, but he's got a wish list.
Go down the list. The Keira Knightleys, Natalie Portman, the Reese Witherspoon. Oh, no, she's married, sorry. Winona Ryder. I don't know. I'm very throwable if someone's very willing to catch.
He's very throwable.
Mm.
Whatever. Right, earlier on this morning, we set Carrie, our sport princess, a little task. She will win £6 if she gets through all her sport bulletins for the end of the show without fluffing. So far, so good. One final sport bulletin left. Can she make the full £6 without fluffing one word? Here's Carrie. One.
Gordon Strachan's worst nightmare came true last night. His first competitive game in charge of Celtic, and they were thrashed 5-0 at Bart. You're tickling me and throwing stuff at me, and what? It's just not fair. It's cheating, and it's you know, it's unprofessional.
It's not unprofessional.
It is. Almost as unprofessional as me. Anyway, carrying on. If I'm allowed. Thank you, Eugene. Celtic were beaten 5-0 by Art Media Bratislava in their Champions League qualifier last night. It means, barring a miracle at Celtic Park, they'll almost certainly miss out on European football this season and a bonus of around £10 million.
I can't really say anything at the moment will make them feel any better, because if I could find words that make myself or the players feel better, I would say them. We've got to suffer together. They will suffer. The abuse they'll take from opposing fans, and we're suffering at the moment.
That was Gordon Strachan there. And that was Eugene. Newcastle boss Graham Souness says he's happy with their 2-1 Eugene shut up defeat at Deportivo La Coruña. That's an awful laugh, by the way. The Spanish side come to St James's Park next week for the second leg of their Intertoto Cup semi-final, and Souness is pleased to have some of his first team back for that.
2-1 is not a bad result here, given the team we had out and the team they had out. The benches tell you everything. They've got a team filled with a bench filled with international players, and we've got a bench filled with boys.
Rangers winger Peter Lovenkranz has returned to Ibrox after failing in his bid to move to Middlesbrough. A fee of £600,000 have been agreed with the day. Didn't impress Steve McLaren enough in his 2 days with the club.
That's appalling.
Just leave me alone, all of you. And the Women's British Open Golf kicks off at Royal Birkdale today. Look out for 15-year-old.
Do you know what, Carrie? I'm going to put you out of your misery. It's going to be wet today. There's some bright spells around.
You are such
thunder.
A killjoy.
You just...
Don't be jealous. Just stood next
to her. You stood next to her and dropped your pants. And she's all put off and everything. She's, you know, I think she might hyperventilate. I was worried about her.
All right, I tell you what. Double odd quiz. £5 to you if you can read the weather without fluffing.
Okay.
Okay, off you go.
You ready?
Yeah.
Rain for many again today with some bright spells, but thundery showers.
I've got to say, I hate those thundery showers.
It's cool in the north, though.
All right,
great
lovely.
News. Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne. Drainage Thursday's been making its debut on One Road Travel. It's all happening on the M6. Who cares? Seriously, I don't care. It's all because of drainage works. Brilliant. Beep, beep, one road travel. 938.
Oh dear, Carrie, give me that pound coin back.
No, I got through my headline.
All right, okay, you can have your pound coin.
Pound.
But sadly, you missed out on the fiver.
I don't think you were playing that particularly fair,
well,
to be honest.
I'm sorry, but I think that was the poorest one of the day.
I think it was all right. I thought you were brilliant, personally.
Give me that fiver then.
Papa!
So unprofessional. So unprofessional.
Even in the face of Stephen and the twins.
If you'd like to hear the sport news, by the way, without any interruption, text us, 8199, and Carrie can call you back after the show and tell you the sport personally.
One-on-one sport.
Yeah. What a great idea.
Mm. Calls charge at 50p a minute. Peak rate or whatever. That's 0800 Hot Carry Sport. Mm. Only joking. Hot Sport with Carry, really. Hi, is that Tony?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Carrie here. So, onto football.
I think it's a brilliant idea. That's great.
give me a bit of your sports script.
Go on then.
Okay. Hi, is that Tony? Yeah, hi, Carrie here. Gordon Strachan's worst nightmare came true last night.
Did it really?
Yeah. His first game in charge of Celtic, they were thrashed 5-0.
You're joking, who by?
By Bratislava in their Champions League qualifier.
Not just any Bratislava, though. I like the way you kind of shifted over their proper name.
Yeah, because I...
Art Media Bratislava.
Art Media Bratislava.
There are many teams in Bratislava, though, are there?
There's a couple.
So. Are there?
Yeah.
Many people want you to call them back, and can Carrie call me, and instead of ruining the sport, just tell me what she... Oh, no.
That's uncalled
for. No. Nothing unsavoury.
Okay. Dominic, I promise I will not tickle you anymore. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Alan, go away. Right, gotta move on, gotta do... what's this?
Well, you thought we'd forgotten, and of course we hadn't forgotten the fact that today is 8 years, you know,
at
your
Radio
anniversary
One.
At Radio 1.
Thank you.
So we have got a message. It was pre-recorded. We have it prepared.
You didn't? You just done it?
No.
Right.
It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll realise how much we do love you when you hear our VIP message.
Is this A1 singing happy birthday?
No, this is someone, yeah. Very important Radio 1, who remembers your first day, and we thought we'd reminisce together.
Right. Shall I press play?
Yeah.
Morning, my love. Claire from reception here.
Go with it.
Claire, darling. Play it.
Claire off of reception.
Legend.
I can't wait to hear what she has to say.
Happy anniversary. I remember when you started all those years ago. You came in all quiet and shy, very polite, lovely and charming. Nothing much has changed, of course. Oh. And then we went straight down to the pub, which was fantastic.
Yeah, it was, yeah. So thank you, Claire. She was my darts partner in Celebrity Darts.
She's good at darts,
Claire. Yeah, she is. I spent so much time in the pub. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's where the dartboard is, obviously. Well, thank you very much, Claire. Now I feel...
special?
Sick, actually. The Chris
Moyle Show. Morning, my love. Claire from reception here. National Radio.
Just sent Colin Murray.
What's he doing it?
Well, at the bed again.
Is he?
And he's in for the show. And they've got a big day today because they've got to travel today.
Oh, they're going away on their secret thing.
Yeah, we're going away on a romantic break.
Mini break.
Yeah, with Edith. Jammy get.
Mmm.
I just wish they'd have gone midweek. You know, Edith looking forward to a romantic candlelit dinner for two, him trying to find the Liverpool game. Would have been brilliant. Would have been exactly like your typical British romantic weekend away. You know, like every time you go away with your lass, she always goes, oh, day's really nice. She always tries to find a really nice pub for us to pop into on a Saturday afternoon to watch Sky. Here's a question. So I was just asking him about something in the paper very quickly, right? Who's that man there?
Edgar Davids.
Right? Mm. Who is he, Dominic?
Edgar Davids, yeah.
Right. If you met him, and he walked in, what would you say to him?
Good morning, Edgar.
Right. Perfect. Mm. Now, in the Sun newspaper today, Paul Robinson believes the arrival of Edgar Davids at White Hart Lane can do for Spurs what Dennis Bergkamp did for Arsenal, okay?
Yep.
And he's very excited by this, blah, 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 blah. And here's a quote from Paul Robinson. Eddie will help with our push for honours in the upcoming campaign. Now, he's not even there yet, and he's already calling him Eddie.
This is your mate.
This is my Robbo, yeah, England's number one. He's called him Eddie. Who calls him Eddie? And is Colin quite right? Eddie Large, right? Eddie Munster.
Eddie Halliwell.
Yeah, Eddie the Eagle.
Yeah.
But you know, it's Edgar Davids. You don't call him Eddie. He's not even there yet, and they've already given him a little nick, shortened his name to Eddie. Anyway.
Shows a lack of respect.
I wouldn't say that, though.
I wouldn't. You... Paul Robinson's enormous, isn't he?
He's huge.
Seriously, his hand is as big as your head.
I know. He's got hands like shovels.
What, the fella from M People? I've never really measured both of their hands up.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Miles. Good morning, car park fans.
Hey, that works a treat there this morning, isn't it? Morning, Roy Walker.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Roy.
Are you doing anything nice today?
Actually, today I am waiting on a delivery from a particular catalogue style shop. You know the one with the red lettering? It's just the other one just down the road, just next to the gaming place.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, okay. Well, there.
It's just down the road and round the corner.
Yeah, I just said that, okay. I am waiting for a delivery, because I did it online, of a new vacuum cleaner, a new lawnmower, a new iron, and some personal grooming to make me look beautiful.
I really don't think so.
Shut your face. And I'm waiting in for the delivery man. And I'm really excited. It said yesterday how many miles I was doing it, but I'm not. Today is D-Day. Today is delivery day.
I'm very tired today.
Okay. Sorry about that. But no, as I was saying, I am waiting in. That is the highlight of my day today.
Are you having a laugh?
No. Waiting in for the delivery man, which is going to be brilliant.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, don't worry about it. That's if you want to come and join me, I'm going to have such a fun day. Sitting there, I'll be able to play Xbox and just wait for that all-important knock on the door. And then anybody wants to come round, you're more than welcome. Then we can open my parcels together.
I'm all right, actually.
I'm really? Fine.
Yeah. I'm meeting someone for lunch.
Sounds good, doesn't it, Roy?
It's smashing.
It does, doesn't it? I knew your life. That's quite exciting. Right, who's on line one?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, my name's James. I'm from Darlington!
Yay!
I have a friend who lives there.
Oh, dear, Roy, what's his name?
Ben.
Ben who?
Bush.
No, sorry, I don't know him.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
What do you do, James?
I'm in the RAF, Chris.
In the RAF?
Yeah.
Oh, the RAF.
Yes, the RAF.
Yeah. Of Khan. That's a Star Trek movie.
No, I've never seen it.
Right, doesn't matter. Okay. What do you do there?
I'm a survival equipment fitter.
A what?
A survival equipment fitter.
Wow.
Yeah.
So survival equipment would be...
Life jackets.
Bananas.
No, not bananas. They're at the pool. Parachutes, life rafts. That sort of thing.
Wow.
Brilliant. That's very specialised.
Helmets.
Helmets.
You
clean a few helmets.
Oh dear, please.
Mm. Bad memories.
What, I'm cleaning helmets?
Yes.
Okay. Whatever.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. All right, leave it. What are you driving, James?
I'm driving a 206.
Oh.
Mm.
Nice wheels.
Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it. Oh!
Listen to that horn!
It's good, it's a nice horn, isn't it? Alright, hang on there, we'll talk to you in 1 second.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris, my name's Ian and I'm from Leeds!
Yay!
Leeds! I have a friend who lives there.
Dear, are you? What's his name?
Ginger.
Ginger? Ginger who?
Ginger Biggin.
Doesn't work, Roy.
Oh,
no. Yeah. Leeds. What do you do, Ian?
I've got my own sandwich shop, Chris.
Oh!
Oh.
A rival to Longman.
Ah, indeed, yeah.
Where is it?
Oh, it's in Kirksville Hill.
Okay. I like the fact that Jocelyn has written Kirk's doll. Not Kirk's doll, Kirkstall. Kirkstall, it's got...
Kirkstall.
Yeah. If you're from Leeds, you don't pronounce the word the... Okay, so you put a T in, so Kirkstall.
Kirkstall.
Really?
Have you bumped into Longman in your sandwich business?
No, I've driven past his shop on surveillance missions a couple of times.
Right. What's your special today?
Special today is homemade chili, Chris.
Ooh, fighting talk.
Hey. Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what what Longman's special today is?
No, go on.
Bread.
He's doing toast as well.
God, look at the time. Right, we're going to have to move on. What are you driving?
Citroen Berlingo.
Lovely. Nice wheels. Let's hear your horn. Oh.
That horn is fat.
It certainly is. Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready to play, James?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Let's go.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Oh, here we go. Eyes down, looking. We'll fly through this today. Right, first catchphrase. Mr. Fish is taking the family to the Isle of Man on a camping holiday. And he's really excited about their week away. They're getting the sea cat from Liverpool. Mr. Fish is getting a wee bit anxious because the traffic's really bad on the M62. If things don't improve, they're in danger of getting there late. And Mr. Fish will be very, very annoyed. And oh, dearie me, look, they've just turned up for the ferry. And the fella said, yes, they are too late. Who's that?
It's James.
Yes, James?
You've missed the boat.
Missed the boat?
You're right!
I always thought was one of the worst Mr. Men of the lot.
Mr. Boat?
Yeah. You see, Dave? Ian, where were you?
Chilly burning, mate. Chilly.
Enjoying your specials too much.
Get a life.
Leave it. Right, okay, come on, Ian, you've got to get the next one right, otherwise...
I'm here.
Otherwise Homer's going to win there. All right.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fisher's son Michael is studying for a degree in marine biology at Hull University. We've got a test tomorrow on all the different types of fish in the North Sea, so Michael's going to have to do his homework. Mr. Fish is testing Michael on his fish knowledge. It's not looking good, though. Because Michael can... Who's that?
It's James.
What? Yeah. Who was it?
Ian. It's James.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ian. Yes, Ian?
Fish for brains.
Jesus, for brains. Fish for brains.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Yes, James?
It's looking fishy.
It's looking fishy.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
What? No, shut up. Yeah, what?
Something smells fishy.
No, you said that.
You're very close. It's not close. But it's not the right answer.
No, all he can do is name three different types of fish. And Mr. Fish is saying you're going to have to do better than that because there's more than three fish.
Ian.
Yes, Ian?
There's more than one fish in this.
No, he's not.
It's got to.
What are you saying, Ian?
There's more fish in the sea.
No, there's not more fish in the sea, James.
There's plenty more fish in the sea.
You're a winner.
Do you know what, Ian? I'm going to let you come back on tomorrow. But no, we're not doing it tomorrow, are we? All right, don't worry about it. Do you know what? Cut them both off. Right, there you go. Right, we'll get them both back on Monday. I've got to go.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
He is waving indeed.
Right, let's get them both back on get them both back.
That's fair, isn't it?
Pair of numpties. Right, Colin needed this afternoon. They're getting very excited about their big romantic trip away, but listening from one. Meanwhile, Joe Beautiful Wiley is next. Have a great day! Tickets for Global Gathering tomorrow, plus Dominic meets the Bear off Bow Selector, all from 7.
Stand by for the pips. Submarine style.